And on the line now I have Joe O'Byrne, playwright, and he has a play, The Rising, as part of the Five Lamps Festival. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How's it going?
I think the festival's gone. I've never been down there a couple of times. I think it's about 8 or 9 years it's going now. How long has your association been with it?
I've only been involved this once.
Okay.
This is my first time actually involved in the festival.
Okay. Sorry, go on. Yeah, keep interrupting you. Go on.
And we were doing a tour of this show about The Rising, and we thought it would be very good timing to bring it in under the banner of the Five Lamps Festival at this stage, which is going on in March. We're going on Liberty Hall, which seems like a very good place to be doing a show about The Rising at this time.
Mm-hmm. And the show that you're putting on, it's sort of a vaudeville style, so you'll have music, I'm sure, a bit of comedy, but also lots of drama in there as well. What made you sort of go in that sort of direction?
Well, basically, the story is about a Catholic and a Protestant telling the story together. And obviously because one is a Protestant, he's a very different view of the story of The Rising from the nationalist or the Catholic. And so they tell the story together, but it leads to a lot of conflict, a lot of humour, and they each bring certain aspects of their own kind of culture and tradition with them.
Mm-hmm.
O'Brien, who is a Catholic, he's an Irish dancer, and so there's a lot of actual dance within it. McCaig, who's the Protestant, he does drumming, plays the trumpet, and there's a lot of song and as well.
Mm-hmm. I think with the Irish ourselves, we see the humour in everything, no matter how dark it can be, we'll find something funny in it.
Yeah, there are very dark moments. The full title of the play is McCaig and O'Brien Present the Rising, and by way of interludes, World War One. So there are also scenes from World War One, and those are kind of the darker moments, along with obviously the end of the Rising,
mm-hmm.
The surrender, the executions, and so on. But at all times, there's a sense of trying to present the story in a kind of lively, kind of humorous way, and also including, as I said, music, dance, and so on.
Mm-hmm. I just am reading, I tried to read it. They had a pull out with the Herald last night about 1916. Actually had a paper within a paper printed on the day. Unfortunately, a lot of it was illegible. You couldn't even read it. But from what I could gather, a drama played a big part, with, of course, where the Abbey, where it was situated. But music played a huge, huge part in it as well.
Yeah, obviously there were a lot of the, for example, Abbey actors involved in The Rising and took part. And obviously, in terms of the build-up to The Rising, the kind of that sense of the cultural revival, poetry and song, they were kind of a fairly important part of that kind of cultural backdrop. It wasn't just a political movement, it was a political and cultural movement. And obviously, people know that a number of people, leaders of The Rising, were more than politicians. They were poets, they were musicians, and so on.
Mm-hmm. Did you write this one yourself, Joe? Is this your own?
I did,
play?
Yeah.
Okay, how different is it directing something yourself? Because I mean, you have a great back catalogue and CV of direction in some plays. The woman who walked into the door is Roddy Doyle, and Patrick McCabe's The Pig Says Hello.
Frank Pig says, yeah.
Yeah, so how different is it directing someone else's to your own?
Well, the one advantage of directing your own is you can change it whenever you want to. whereas if it's somebody else's, you kind of have to consult with them, So that's certainly one advantage of it.
Yeah.
But also when I'm writing it, I kind of know what I'm looking for on the stage. And so it kind of, as you're creating it, writing it, you're kind of putting together the images, and it is quite a visual piece as well. There's a lot of projection and, the lighting is very important to it. So it's kind of creating a whole series of images and, with that, also with that kind of vaudeville sense of song and dance in there as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of, I enjoy kind of directing kind of a piece I've written because I can kind of take more, in some ways, greater risks that way.
Mm-hmm. And can I ask you, when you're doing something like that, from the transition from the page to the stage, if you pardon the pun, does it change? God, I sound like a poet here myself. Does it change in your mind and what you see at the finished product from what you initially put down on paper?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the script went through 7 or 8 different drafts or variations, and you know, it was changing all the way right up to when it opened. And you know, we did it first in 2013. We repeated again in 2014, and even when it was repeated in 2014, there were some changes made. And so it's there's a sense of being constant evolution. You know, that's part of the process. You know, when you see, when you do something on stage and you figure out, well, that didn't really work or that really works. And so you can kind of gradually make adjustments to the finished product. You know, that's why, for example, in the United States or New York, when they're establishing a show, they might do 3 weeks of previews. Mm-hmm. So they get a chance to try and fix it as they go along. Here, we, you know, generally in theatre, we might have 1, maybe 2 previews. So what goes on in the opening night is, you know, is hasn't had much opportunity to be adjusted.
Mm-hmm. And would an actor's interpretation or the cast's interpretation, I won't single out one, but would an actor or two's interpretation of the written word change your direction as well? In any way?
Yeah, it's always interesting when you're casting, you kind of see possibilities that an actor can offer. It was like when I cast the actor who plays McCaig, the Protestant in the story, and he was someone who was very interested in history, the actor John Ruddy, and you know, when he told me he's a very good singer and he can drum and he can play the trumpet, I thought, yes, all those skills I want in the show, because the actors in this show have to be fairly multi-skilled. You know, the actor who plays O'Brien has to be a dancer, has to be able to be an Irish dancer at times. There's a significant amount of dance in it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, you know, there's a broad range in that vaudeville sense that they got to be song and dance men.
Mm-hmm. And have you done any film direction or TV direction?
I made a film a number of years ago called Pete's Meteor, and that's the one film that I've directed.
Mm-hmm.
I've written a number of other screenplays and so on.
Yes, yeah.
Different experience, because the theatre is much more intimate, much more instantaneous, like when you, whereas the film is a much more distant process.
Mm-hmm. I often wonder as well, like, when you have I know you have a schedule and you're doing a movie or a TV thing, like, but I always feel that you can stretch it a bit, whereas if you're doing a play, you haven't got that much time, so you have to do it in a shorter period. So therefore, you're under a bit of pressure.
It's a pressure cooker, because yes, you have an opening night deadline, and then you have maybe, you know, rehearsal times here and there are very short for financial reasons, and so you might have 3 weeks to get the show ready. And it is hugely pressurised, yeah.
Okay. I remember I was in Liberty Hall, the theatre, many, many years ago. I think they've cut back on what they used to do. They used to have a lot more plays on there years ago than they have now. But it's starting on the 10th, and it's on the Friday, the 11th.
I think it's the 9th, 10th, and 11th of March.
That's right, yeah.
3 dates, yeah. As part of the Five Lamps Festival. And we're touring to other venues as well. We have dates in Armagh and Belfast and Dundalk.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it'd be interesting taking this particular show to Belfast, for example. Taking, you know, the story of the Rising up there and being half told by a Protestant. Mm-hmm. And McCaig, and even here, like that, there's a certain amount of friction with the audience about that. Even, you know,
mm-hmm.
that you have the two guys kind of in some kind of an agreed script that they have, trying to tell the story together, even though one of them doesn't believe in the story, is against the story.
Mm-hmm. And as bad enough as there is with the pressure you have, do you get more pressure because of the 100-year fact, the centenary, or the 100 years since the Rising?
Yeah.
There's so much out there, I mean, we're bombarded with it. The only decent thing I've seen so far is the documentary on RT1 running at the moment.
Yeah, that's about it. Very good.
So is there that type of pressure as well? You better get it right, because he didn't with the...
Well, you know, we've done the show twice before. We're fairly confident about it. So it's tried and tested, and it's, you know, it's a good kind of very good 90 minutes of kind of interesting, exciting kind of theatre that delivers the story. And the problem about everything about 1916 is we're all telling in some way the same story.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to find a different angle on it, or a different way of actually telling it, so that it makes it interesting to an audience.
Mm. Well, I think that you found a nice bend on it there, by the music and the comedy, as well as the drama. Is there just the two lads in the cast, or does it stretch a bit more?
Two lads, two guys, McCaig and O'Brien, and played by John Ruddy and Brian Gillespie. Yeah, they take it. They tell the whole story over 90 minutes.
Okay.
So they're busy on stage. Very busy.
You have a website, Joe. People can look up. You said it's going to travel, so let people know about it so people can maybe travel with it or get the word to a lot of their friends down the country when it's moving around. Do you have a website?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which will be, it's Commotion Media. And if you look Commotion Media, search up Commotion Media and The Rising, it'll come up.
Commotion Media.
Media, yeah.
Okay, Joe, congratulations on it anyway, and good luck with it in the course of the festival. That's the 9th, 10th and the 11th of March in Liberty Hall Theatre. Thank you very much, Joe.
That's great. Thank you for talking to me.
Bye-bye. Bye. And that's Joe O'Brien, playwright, and it sounds like it's going to be great. It's The Rising, and it's part of the Five Lamps Festival in Liberty Hall, starting on the 9th. It's on the 10th as well, and the 11th of March.